103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. One of 3.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show. It's Brian and Peter and David and Belle and Katrina, and the list is getting longer, so maybe in the future we'll just say it's The Sod Show crew. Good afternoon. Brought to you in association with Greensax, greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Thanks to them for their support. On today's programme, we're going to Cork and hearing from Belle and her vegetable patch. And we'll also be going to the opening of the Balbriggan allotments, which we brought our microphones to a couple of weeks back. So, first of all, let's tell you how you can get in touch with us. You can write on Twitter to us at Sodshow, or you can get us on Facebook at the address facebook.com/TheSodshow. And you can also check out all our past programmes on Sodshow.com, with thanks to David, who keeps our blogs and internets all up to date. Now, as we promised, first we go to Cork, and with apologies in advance for the screaming dog, he's having so much fun. This is Belle.
Good afternoon from my vegetable patch, and I think I'm and the dogs are about to get rained on. Apologies for the barking in the background. My terrier is attacking a stone. So it's actually been quite an exciting couple of weeks, and when I say exciting, please bear in mind that I don't really get out that much. But I'm just going to start at one end of the vegetable patch and work my way up to stop me wandering around like a lost soul. So one of the exciting things actually is first up is the potatoes. I managed to get my hands on some blue potatoes, I think about 6 of them or something. And they're flowering, and they're really, really pretty. They're like little blue star-shaped flowers with little orange centres. So at the moment, we're constantly earthing them up, and we are... well, we're not watering them, because the rain is doing that. In the small bed next to the potatoes is some plants that were actually given to us. There was some aubergines, which I think are in the bellies of many slugs at this point, so they're not looking too well at all. And we have a broccoli plant and some dwarf beans. The soil isn't great, it's really stony, you know, and the rate you'd be buying bags of compost and stuff to fill things up and make proper raised beds, I wouldn't be able to afford to do that. So hopefully next year I'll be able to get some topsoil in or something from somewhere and build up the beds properly. On to the next bed then is the onion sets, which were planted about 2 weeks ago. And they're all flying up. They're, some of them are like 3 or 4 inches high now, which is great. The heat, that really hot spell we had, was great and got everything started really well. And then the rain helped, which was great too, because I didn't have to come out with 87 watering cans full of water. And then we have a broad beans. And my parents grew broad beans every year when we were kids. And they still do, actually. And I'm not sure if this is just the variety that I have or mine are just weird, because from the original seedling that grew out from the bottom, they've sprung up more plants, like two extra stalky bits, very technical, and but they're all flowering and doing well. I just need to tie them up a bit better. I got these excellent little biodegradable ties. They're elasticated. I must try and find out the name of them, actually. And they're only 125, or about 20 of them. Then we have the beetroots, which are coming up, and the spinach, and rocket, and mizuna, and more lettuce, which I actually went and bought lettuce plugs in a garden centre for about £2, because everything was just so slow there a few weeks ago. Nothing was really doing anything.
There we must leave the vegetable patch and Belle in Cork, but we will return and talk some more about that next week on The Sod Show. Time is tight this week, but we are now going to Balbriggan, where the new Balbriggan allotments, which are fully organic, I'm told, are being opened. And Peter brought his microphone along, and this is what he found.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Brian, we have left the realms of the Phoenix Park where you have Fantabulous Gardens. Not so much that we don't have Fantabulous Gardens out on the north side of Dublin, but out in Balbriggan, how would you call it? A green revolution. Is that evolution without an R is starting to take place? And a no stranger, I should say, to the sod show, none other than Wonder Mom Katrina Redmond herself, as she frowns at me, is standing next to me. Katrina, the occasion is quite momentous, if that is to say the least, because the allotments, is it Balbriggan's first allotments? No, have just opened.
Not Balbriggan's first allotments. There was an allotment scheme in Balbriggan a long time ago, but it is the first community-run allotment scheme that is of this scale and publicly run as well. So we are renting land from Fingal County Council and we're running it as a community. So it's the first kind of publicly run community allotments in Balbriggan for a long time. About 40-odd years ago, there would have been allotments down near the Bath Road. You would have been able to see it as you went past it on the train, but it's not there anymore. More, unfortunately.
For those of you who are wondering, Katrina really does talk that fast, and sometimes we have to give her horse tranquilizers to slow them down. But standing next to me and in my company is Cathy Marsh, formerly head of Sonarta Ecology Centre, and no horse tranquilizers allowed there. Cathy, what do you think about this gig going on, and how does it fare, I suppose, in the grand old scheme of allotments popping up all over the country?
Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, I was reared on an allotment, pretty much. I was reared on my dad's allotment, my granddad's allotment, my great-granddad's allotment. So it's a lifetime on allotments. But this one is really looking good. Everybody's really committed to the project. They're all working together. There's 500 volunteer hours gone into setting this, just the actual physical setup.
Is it a case of that people that kind of make a place? You know, people say back in the 1960s, 1970s, and in the ye olde bland beige 1980s of Ireland, we still have very fond memories of being on holidays. But in fact, the caravan leaked and the tent leaked and you had holes in your Wellingtons and you didn't really have that much. Well, you had loads of lettuce to eat, but not much else kind of going on. Is it a case of that it's the people that kind of make a place and that's what's actually happened here?
Oh, very much so. I mean, that was the beauty of the old allotments. It wasn't the time you spent digging the ground. It was the time you spent leaning on your spade, talking to your friends next door, comparing who's got the biggest spuds or, you know, my sprouts are better than your sprouts or whatever it happened to be. That's half the fun of allotments, and it's starting nicely here.
It's kind of young. What's the ageing process for, you know, you get married, there's that, you know, 2 year bit where you still love each other and you still think it's cute that he leaves his socks in a pile, etc., etc., and all those analogies. But in the allotment scheme of things, there is not, you might say, that much to see if somebody was to come down. I know we had Jane Powers down here, but my head is still saying it's people, it's community, it's all of those things, and it's getting on with each other and getting on with life and keeping the sunny side out amidst all of these sometimes things that people say begin with, or we don't say the recession word on the sod show, do we, Brian?
Well, I had my first allotment when I was 12, so, you know, it's not for old people on that basis. Me and a gentleman you may have heard of called Alan Titchmarsh used to compete for the biggest run of beans in the children's competitions on our local allotments.
And then Alan joined the BBC and hired a private trumpet band to follow him around gardens as he built them over in the UK.
Than me too. He was definitely better at that.
We've got, you know, it's only open, as you said, a wet day. It's had a wet day, pardon the cliched pun, but we've had 500 hours, as you said, gone in. It's you have RTE out here today. You've had the is it the Lord Mayor of Balbriggan?
We've had the Cathaoirleach of Balbriggan Town Council, Kieran Byrne deputising for the Lord Mayor of Fingal. We have the very learned Catherine Marsh. We have the very learned Denise Dunn. We've had Nikki Kylout. We have Mr. Dunnigan of Dunnigan Landscaping, of course, who's the biggest...
That's me.
The biggest celeb who has landed in my polytunnel to date. I'm just overwhelmed. I wish I could just bottle it all up. The information and the help that everybody is giving to us, I just cannot put a price on it. I wish I could walk around with a recorder in my pocket all the time. That's the 4-year-old saying he's found some wiggly worms. He's all excited. That's what it's about. Like, I mean, you know, it's not about, you know, it's not about the structure. It's not about the politics. It's not about what you do to get there. It's about a four-year-old pulling a spade out, saying he's found wiggly worms and handing them to you with his fist and saying, look at these, aren't these fantastic? That's what it's about. That's what I love.
How on God's earth, some people are asking, did you manage to get Jane Powers, as wonderful and as delightful and amazing as she is? Jane, thank you for the £10 note you posted my direction last week. But between her and RTE, what makes the national news want to come out this direction and get a piece of the pie?
You asked nicely. That's all I've done. I've emailed people and I've just asked nicely and I've spoken about community and I've spoken about what it means to us as a community and what it means to the group. I've not tried to pull any strings. I sent Jane an invite to the opening. She wasn't able to make it and she asked, could she come out last week? Sorry, Peter.
Of all of the lovely, beautiful hotel warm bed invites that I get, I do find myself down in Balbriggan with an elongated, very long list of many wonderful people, all just wishing, I suppose, the Anne Katrina.
I was just going to say, that's not what it's about. Peter only comes here for cake. Brian, it's cake. If you want to get Peter somewhere, just offer him cake. And you know what? He's actually running a little bit late today, so he's missed the cake. But I've kept a couple aside for you at home because I know how partial you are to my cake. But that's what bribed Peter to come down here, Brian. Just let's not have any questions about this. It's cake for Peter. I don't know about everybody else.
And so I shall continue on with my amazing outros, as I always do at the end. You know, people, when you look back on life, yeah, am I one of them? And you end up being rudely interrupted by the delightful and wonderful genius that is Katrina, who was equally interrupted by her four-year-old talking about worms. I'm going to take a rummage around. Brian, give me something upbeat, lively and amazing for a nice song of the week. Let me see who I can get you to talk to. Talk to you shortly, mate. Bye.
Yes, Peter, you can say recession. And if there ever is one that causes the euro to disappear and they look for a new currency, I'm sure you're looking for one where you can be paid in cake. And cake alone. We'll be back in Balbriggan in a moment. But first, Santana. She's not there. wonderful Santana on 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show with Brian, Peter, David, Bell and a host of others. We're heading back to Balbriggan, the opening of the Balbriggan allotments.
Balbriggan allotments just opened in the midst of people standing in their polythene tunnels. There's one lady down on her hands and knees with some hand tools mucked up to the eyeballs. You look very eloquent and pretty apart from all of the dirty rain gear. Who am I speaking with?
Shan.
And Shan, what are you doing?
Well, I'm digging a drainage ditch around my bed. So, because it does get heavy rainfall and I've noticed that it collects the water. So it soaks up underneath, so it's going to water my beds for me, hopefully.
There are a lot of women, including my four sisters, who would query why anybody would pass up the opportunity to get a, I don't know, ladies are going to send me hate mail here probably, but a pedicure or a manicure or some form of plucking thing that involves pain that apparently makes you look pretty. You've chosen to do this. What made you take an allotment? How big of an allotment do you have? Have you ever allotmenteered before?
Yeah, no, this is the biggest one you have here. It's a 10 by 20 metre one. I had the smaller plot down in Dunabate for about 3 years. But obviously, since I'm from Balbriggan, it takes me 15 minutes to cycle here, whereas it took me an hour and a half to cycle down to Dunabate.
Is it just a newfound dango for you? Was there something before then?
No, this is about my fifth year altogether. Yeah. I think it's great fun. I mean, I sit there contemplating life, sitting on the bench there most of the time. And then I get up and I do a bit of work and I sit down for an hour.
There are landscapers all over the country wishing they could do the same and get paid for it. But there's something about doing it in your spare time. Do you read poetry?
No, not particularly.
you just sit there and ponder?
Just sit there and ponder. Just soak in the sun. When it is sunny, mind you, you end up wearing windgear. It doesn't make any difference, really. Peace and quiet, birds, bees.
Do you have an attitude where if something passes away in the photosynthetic world, well, you know, when a slug eats one, is that okay? Do you allow that to happen?
The slugs. There is a continuing war against slugs. Slugs are the bane of my life. Oh, my God. I usually go out with a torch in the middle of the night in my back garden. To get them into a plastic bag and they're going into the bin. At one stage, actually, I was drowning them in my pond when I thought I was drowning, and then I was told, no, they're going to climb out. No.
God. Yeah. You see the RT news and you think you have things to worry about. People almighty, you have no idea. Thank you so much for your time. It's a pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome.
Best of luck with the allotments.
Thanks.
I've stepped in out of the rain and the mucky lady, no offence to her, who's down on her hands and knees. Only so long technology can take that kind of beating. I myself am a little bit more manly. In my company, Dave.
Yep.
And is this your
dad? Yeah, that's my father, Tim.
Father, Tim, how are you?
Not too bad.
Dave, have you taken this as a family allotment?
Yep, family. Me, wife, kids, my father, my mother, all walking away.
What makes a grown man turn around and say, stuff that PlayStation, Man United, sure, look, I know the outcome there. I'm an Arsenal fan. Van Persie should never have gone. Let's go swap this for compost and potatoes and growing radishes.
Still do it all. Do it all. Squeeze it all in. You know, don't ever stop doing that and just keep doing more.
Is there something about the Balbriggan new allotment there that makes everybody I've met today is just brimming with smiles, weather aside?
Yeah, great buzz here. Really great buzz. Good people, all out mad into doing the same thing. It's really great. All mad to help, you know.
Is there a bit in between all of this where community is, you might say, a little bit more important than what you grow, how you grow it, getting it right and getting it wrong?
That's the main thing here, is community. But Balbriggan as a whole, with community stuff, is fantastic. From parades to festivals, anything like that. And this is just another wing of it. Like, great community doing good things, you know.
Do people knock Balbriggan?
They do.
Does it get a bad press sometimes?
It does. You know, I wouldn't be... I'm from Swords originally. But, no, love living here. Great. Really love it now, you know.
How big of a milestone, also known as the local pub in the village, is what happened here today?
This is great. Look at all the people that's here. They're out there spending a couple of months here digging ice. The ground was like ice. Digging out there, not a bother on them, everybody working hard, just to get the same results. Bit of edge.
You've got your very own Katrina next door to you. She's had help from Cathy Marsh of Sonarta. Is there going to be an allotment awards? If there's no allotment awards, are you going to heckle her over the fence?
I've won. It's in the box. I've got it. You know? Simple as. So, and I'll keep working hard till I do get it. I'm not giving up. John won't beat me.
Let me backtrack, just give people an idea of what you have growing, because to my right-hand side there are the finest. I mean, if Bord Beer were to do heads of lettuce advertising, yeah, they would be using these ones. What else have you got grown?
We've everything. Everything grown. Fruits. We've everything in here. We've even some unusual kiwi. Letting some stuff go now to seed. We've everything. Anything you want. Peppers. You know, chilies. Tomatoes. Garlic. Beans. Radish. Everything. Flying.
How long have you been a gardener, Dave?
About 9 weeks.
That wasn't silence for no apparent reason. Where did all of this come from? Was your father a gardener? Were you born in a cabbage patch? You know, offence.
Father worked with farmers all his life. So, grown for somebody else. Yeah. Now he's grown for himself, and I'm learning. So, he's great. I'd be lost without him, honestly, now. I wouldn't have a clue. I may as well be looking in the ditch. You know,
yeah, I've got a funny feeling you're going to hit the pub at some stage over the weekend to watch some form of football match. You have that strike about you, and then your mates are going to start slagging you. Yeah. Is the banter good or bad?
Oh, it'd be good banter, you know. So, bit of crack, you know. They'd be all looking for a bit of lettuce, so you know, a few bits and pieces.
Excellent stuff. Okay, talk to you later, man. Thanks for that. Appreciate it, Dave.
Thanks a million.
There's all sorts of banter going on in the background, as you can hear. I've just managed to nab Denise Dunn. Denise would be most famed for the herb garden. That's theherbgarden.ie if you want to go check it out. Denise, you've left your humble abode in the Knoll where you, what would I call it, farm?
Grow herbs. Bit of farming maybe as well.
Is that what you do for a living? You grow herbs?
Yeah, no, I've got a herb nursery, all certified organic. So I've got some like really unusual. I've got your ordinary culinary herbs, and I've got some really unusual medicinal herbs. I love scented plants, cottage garden flowers that attract bees and birds and butterflies, that kind of thing.
Just to put in perspective, you kind of grow the herbs, you do the organic seeds, and then outside of that, you also supply a lot of the restaurants. So for the foodie heads out there, who would you be kind of giving foliage, leaves and whatever, not what not to?
Yeah, well, Essence Bistro down in Swords, Robbie, I've been supplying him for the last while, particularly with what I absolutely love is the native Irish wild herbs. So the likes of the wild garlic, nettles, elderflower for making cordial, that kind of thing. And then as well, obviously, just the, you know, the common culinary herbs as well. But over the years now, I have supplied quite a few different kind of high-class restaurants
name
with
drop.
Well, Richie Wilson, when he was the head chef at the Morrison Hotel, I used to supply him with beautiful edible flares and giving him stuff like horseradish leaf. Oh, by the way, I advised two of the MasterChef contestants last year. They both got into the final 16. Dylan McGraw was looking at my horseradish leaf, smelling it and saying, what's this? One of my friends, I told her exactly how to present the dish, gave her little parsley buds, colour coordinated to match with her nettle ravioli. And he just looked at it and he said, oh, presentation is so feminine, you have to get in. So I was quite chuffed with that one. And I suppose if I'm a name dropping, who else? I have supplied plants to Bono. I didn't meet him now, just I'm friends with his gardener. And last year it was Mrs. Pauline Madeline, Mrs. Doyle, I was going to say. She did invite us in. Thankfully, she didn't offer us a cup of tea.
fame and fortune, parked to one side, you've come to a brand spanking new allotment. When people say come to this open day, if you hit the wall garden in the Phoenix Park Bloom Bank Holiday weekend, everything would look absolutely pristine. This is not that. This is that wall garden 18 months prior to. And that's being fair. That's not being disrespectful. What is it like to come down here? What do you get out of it? What do you think you'll see here in 18 months' time?
It's absolutely brilliant. I really can't get over it. There's actually just a lovely atmosphere, great community atmosphere. Already I'm after meeting people who I know I'm going to end up being friends with. Yeah, I think it's absolutely wonderful. And everyone just seems to be so enthusiastic and happy with what they're doing. Lovely to see the kids as well, really showing an interest. It's brilliant, and I think it's going to really... Well, of all the allotments that I have seen, this is the one that I think is going to have the most potential.
Is it because, and we've said it over and over again, is it back down to people that make a place?
Yeah, it seems to me. Now, I'm not very much involved with the allotments, but just since I heard about them, I've been trying to support and, you know, try and spread the word. But certainly, from what I can see, Katrina has just put in the most amazing work into this, and fair play to her.
Should have given you a tenner as well, by the sounds of things. I'm joking.
Man with the microphone in Balbriggan was Peter Donegan. Someday he'll be back in the studio. We promise he will. Our thanks to everybody down there, and a return visit is always possible because we want to see how the garden grows and how things are going down there. 103.2, it is Dublin City FM, the Sod Show, and we are going to be taking a break now. We'll be back with you next week, but if you do want to get in touch, you can always contact us on Twitter at Sod Show, on Facebook, The Sod Show, or our website, sodshow.com. We love mail, so if you want to send us in anything, do get in touch. We'll be back with you next week, as I said, and we will be returning to the wonderful garden in Cork, where we have been listening to Bell earlier on in today's programme, with thanks to David Corscadden on the blogs and internets, and for Peter and his wacky interviewing skills with the microphone out and about. With thanks also to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, greensacks.ie. Until next week, take care. Bye bye. Shut up!